So we're on our way to go to Trail at Cornell, or Cornell at Trail, sorry. And we're going to just walk up here and see what this is all about. And the suspense melts. Yes, it does. Watch out. If you don't hear a cane, what does it mean, dear?
Slow down. That was hearing feet, so still, so.
Oh, my. I found more granola on me. Dang, go on, every shirt.
Oh, no.
I already had to change a shirt. That thing was such a mess to try to get up. You have no idea. It was a sticky, ooey gooey. Oh, boy. I only hope it dried. Yeah.
My Lord.
It was different. Let me just say that one. Different. I think we're going to find a different recipe.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, and try to do this one right, but I think it's...
Yeah, okay, so I'm curious. Were you, understand why that was so...
Well...
Put in the proper amount, right?
I know, but the honey went to sugar, and the brown sugar was... in there that it didn't call for. So I want to try doing it the complete right way with regular honey before I totally give up on that recipe.
Okay. Yeah. I think there were some additives that weren't quite
Yeah. Ooh, it is a little cold in the shade.
I think, okay, this is where I never know whether to take
I know.
Or a jacket. So when you see it, it's like, okay.
There's still one.
See, this is where we could deliberately cross the street. Then we would be on the sunny side of the trail.
Stay on the sunny side. No. Yep.
Oh, so they only put it on
there. When you think about this pole here, it's got two pedestrian push buttons. One lets you push it, and you can, but before you push, I want you to identify and tell
this
me.
This one must be Trail.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this one's Cornell.
Okay, now, did you hear anything at all?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to push it again and really give it a push. So it's not responding and saying, beep, thank you for pushing me, right? It didn't do it. Okay. Now it's our job to figure out.
Oh, this is kind of different. Oh!
Okay.
Okay, that's
right.
Doable.
So, all right. So that, you know which one? This is a cuckoo or a chirp?
Cuckoo.
Right. And so, thanks. We're good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I need to come through there.
Okay.
Oh, she said beep.
Oh, yeah, you need to be where we are? Oh, sorry. Oh, gotcha.
We're trying to...
Sorry about that.
Kind of check out the... Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll stand in the garden. Okay. Well, she's being very cautious. I know. Okay, so you guys, they just added a speaker overhead.
Okay. That's doable.
So the cautious or rude?
What was that?
Was it cautious or rude?
Well, I don't know what it was. It was somewhere hard to hear. Okay. So there's no real mystery here about how they wired it.
Okay, so we're here and we're looking at this intersection.
Do you want to set up with this sidewalk here?
Yeah.
Okay, look at this. You walk straight out.
So put the button to the back?
To the back of you and to your right a little bit. And look where that puts me, Georgian.
Not that you're interested in landmarks, but the fact is you can find this drain grill work on your left, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now we have...
And it's about like a foot or so.
Yeah, it's about a foot or so away.
Do you want to try that maneuver?
Okay.
See if you get where Todd got. Now, Sean, I get that Todd is very familiar with this crossing and everything. Pardon me, I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to have you pause a moment because you're getting off of the corner, in fact. Okay, so you don't really know the landmarks, I'm thinking, the way Todd does. That's what you're looking for. It's a cement platform that has a pole in it.
Right here.
are good at this. It's pretty much a blended ramp
curve. Yeah. Okay.
But over here, though.
But as you get closer to where Todd is, you get more. I'm going to use your cane here. I'm going to show you this. So right now you've got this little lip.
Yeah.
Now what if you swept your cane like this? There's not. Oh, right here. Like,
there's no real lip.
It's still there though. Can you feel that?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah.
So it's not like a true blend, but it's subtle enough.
It's
that
with an expansion joint. Yeah.
So now, Sean, you tried to follow Todd's direction, and now I'm going to be the crosswalk end, and I will try to show you where the crosswalk line is, I mean, which is the,
okay,
you know, that's
your
space.
Okay, where's the right one, and where's the left one?
Where's the right one?
Over here.
This one is out.
So I would be all right right here.
And then Todd is actually marking the left one, okay? So the space that you have is here on the left.
That's 7 foot wide, isn't it?
It's pretty wide. This is like a new everything. This is all new. All the crosswalks are really drawn. It's because it's a school crossing. You guys should be, they do a better job in a high school zone than they'll ever do anywhere else. So
this is really kind of a safe way to do.
I really think that in the end, you guys, this is probably going to be the only wild card at this intersection are always right-hand turn people.
Yeah.
And that's the same people I'm talking about.
Everywhere.
Specifically, they come out of the high school with, and then they whip a right-hand turn and go to the left. And they go into, like Sherry's or something.
Oh.
It's really the high school kids coming up to a signal where they have to stop. But anytime you're a right-hand turner, you can turn right on a red. So even though you guys are making your crossing, about to step up, some high school kid could just come whipping out of there, but I don't think they're going to do it. But you just have to know what, you know. But we won't worry about that today.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. That's another story. So
are we going to cross this thing? Or?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to do next, you guys?
I want to see Todd cross it.
Well, I want to see an alignment, you guys. I want to see an alignment, Todd. Find me. What if I said, could you show me an alignment so that you're square in the middle of this sidewalk space?
I would say right here.
Is on the left and the right at the actual.
Right
as
here.
As best as you can tell.
Right about here.
I would say right here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I feel like I'm playing 20 questions. So, Sean, tell me whether we're standing on a directional ramp or
non-directional.
So what does that tend to do to people who've been checking out the ramp, but they're also thinking about an alignment? Is it giving you an alignment, this corner?
Not really.
Step a little bit to the left.
So that and that's why I think your alignment is still going to be, at least at first, totally dependent on what cars come up and that you could make sense out of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
now I think I'm aligned because
it's perfect. It's perfectly made. All right, now in the best of all worlds, when the talking signal goes off and shows you it right in your face and you're going right at it, the cars, if there are cars here, they're coming from the left, stopping at this first limit line that we found, and you can hear their engines humming, and that way you know when you step out, you're not going to go to the left because you'll be getting too close to them. But if you go too far to the right and they start disappearing, it could mean that you're veering off of your line of travel away from them. So they're the good news and the bad news, right? You've done this a lot in the neighborhood of the agency. You have clearly figured out where people are and where you should be. So listen, okay. So that was a left-hand turning car. That's why we have a talking signal, you guys.
Yep, exactly.
Because we did not know when these guys were going to go. So should I punch the button again?
Yeah, sure.
Now, are you going to bolt off the corner, or do you want to wait for me to come back, or are you guys good to go, or how do you want to do this, Sean, by me kind of tagging along with you and then Todd go? Okay, so let me just... I have no idea when it's going to engage.
Okay,
and where are you guys? Which